Ready.
there.
You cannot be entangled. He says you cannot offer it. He says you cannot do it.
Thank you. whole
Thank you.
Shira. Okay.
But they wanted them to divorce their wives and separate from their various children. So they said,
They sent
out a proclamation to everyone saying, if you don't come in the next 3 days, present yourselves, to determine your familia, your family status, so then you'll be dispossessed and you'll be separated from the kahal agel, from the congregation. So we see anyway from here that the person has the authority to dispossess a person of his possession. And how do we know that we can argue, dispute with the people who are not? That's the name that usually we say you have to stay away from machlekes, but here you can engage in the machlekes to force them to come. Well, like tinon, and that we could curse them, or machinon, and we could hit them, and especially mishteyer. You can even pull out the hair, or mishteinon, and after they finally accept, you can force them to swear that they won't engage in that misconduct in the future. The ksiv, as in the pasuk, va'arav that Nechemi then said, va'arav the imam. And so he's reporting that I had to fight with them, I had to argue with them, I called them, I had to curse at them, and I had to hit some of the people, and I had to pull their hair out, and then afterwards I saw that even so, after they finally were subdued, they wasn't going to last, so I had to put them on their oath that they weren't going to continue what they were doing, that they were actually going to separate from their lives.
So they looked them up on the regular group to school at the next time.
We say generally that chashas, even if the Gemara says that a person who's suspected of stealing a chet. So yeah, Reuven gives Shimon a hakat, gives him an object to watch. And Shimon says, I don't know, so he has to. So Tera says he has to make shvuas hakat. He has to swear that he doesn't have it. So the Gemara asks about that and about other shvuas. If he's willing to steal, so why would he lie about generally, people who are willing to steal are not willing to swear in God. They don't want to. That far, they're not willing to do that. That they're not going to swear Hashem's name.
When they say Hashem's name, right? Swear that they have Hashem's name, right?
Yeah.
But the person. So do they say to him, I'm much fear of Hashem, and he says amen, or he has to say the whole shura? All right,
the point of usually the best administer is this so that the person can't say I said this and I said okay. That, and they say I'll talk fast. And so, but the point is that they make them kiss if you have like a face of terror. It's it, and they dim the lights, they make it very spooky, and people, they don't want to do that, you know, that's in the Ten Commandments already, you know. So, and so a lot of people, even non-religious people, you know, they'll lie, they'll cheat, but they won't lie, under oath. It comes to, let them understand themselves. And how do we know that can... There's someone who doesn't come to Beth and so you can bind him. But Sinon, you could you can bind him and you could give him lashes or Hardafa, and you can pursue after him. And this word Hardafa, we're gonna see the Gemara's gonna explain later what exactly means by pursuing him.
There's in the pasuk, Hein Lameis, Hein Lishreisha, Hein Lameis, Shnichtin, that some people would have to be judged to be put to death, some would have to be uprooted, Hein Lameis, Shnichtin, some would have to lose to be punished by forfeiture of their assets, but they sit in and some to be placed in prison. Anyone who doesn't, the shura here was that they accepted upon themselves that they're going to listen or otherwise face the consequence. The Ma'ilish Reishi, what does it mean that they'll be uprooted? So we say they accept that it said that they'll be uprooted. What does it mean uprooted? So remember, Amar Adam Mari, Amar Chevi Bar Baruch, Amar Abchia Bar Avin, Amar Abi Hodas, or Avada Bar Mari, Adam Mari said in the name of Chevi Bar Baruch, said in the name of Abchia, the son of Avin. They said in the name of Rabbi Huda that Hardafa, that means Hardafa, that Sherushe means Hardafa. Not that you're going to yank him out of the ground when he, you know, fucking that Sherushe means to pluck something out of the ground. Hardafa means that we're going to pursue him. We're not going to give him rest. He's going to have no place that he's going to be able to stop. So my Hardafa, what do you mean by we're going to pursue him, we're not going to give him rest? I'm going to raise every small Barshiva and trade her out. We're not in the altar that immediately you put him into Nidui. We said somebody doesn't show up and best, and so you immediately excommunicate him. And then you give him again a second period of Nidui for 30 days. And after 60 days, then you put him into the more stringent form of excommunication of Cherim. So in any event, you don't give him that. So you give him time to, but he immediately is. You're pursuing him constantly with nidu, nidu, yicheder. All of so Rav Huna Bar Chinina said, that this is what Rav Chisda said, that generally it's not so, that you don't immediately put somebody, when someone goes and chokes the best, and immediately you don't right away, you don't immediately put him into nidu. So what happens is, first you give him you summons him for Monday. If he doesn't show up, you summons him for Thursday. If he doesn't show up again, you summons him the next Monday. If he doesn't show up the third time, then you put him in either, then you wait 30 days, then you put him in either a second time, and then you put him in shame. Others say that
then you put him in a second time.
He's a 30-day period, so now if he's been in 30 days, now you send him to at the end of the 30 days, now you summon him again. If he doesn't come, you summon him again. If he doesn't show up, then you, after the second time, then you put him in chayr. You renew. Now, others learn this, there's a machleik of Tzarshim Tzaisis and Rishayim, whether or not Rav Huna Bar Chinina is saying that Rav Chisda argues with this, and he says that the whole procedure lasts Monday, Thursday, Monday. You put him in either Monday, then you put him in either on Thursday, and then on the next Monday, you already put him in Cherim. Or are we saying that before you even put him in Nidu the first time, so much for Shane and say that, like Tzitzis, that first you have to go through, you have to give him ample warning to come. So you give him a warning. You summon him on Monday, and then Thursday, and then Monday. If he doesn't show up the third time, then you put him in Nidu. Then you put him in Nidu a second time, then you put him in Cherim.
When they do the Azmana, do they have to include in the Azmana the punishment if he doesn't come?
No, we already said what has to be included in that one. You can learn from Turkin, but
we said that what has to...
Generally, they will. They'll tell them, listen, if you're not going to show up, you're going to put in, but they don't, after the first or second time, but they're not, that's not part of, that's not the official part of the Hasmon. And who taps it? He's talking about Tubiver Masnes. He was a butcher, and he was acting chutzpahdik against Rav Tubiver Masnes. So in...
Did you give something on in the
I'm sorry. So that's when it comes to a civil dispute that you have this whole procedure of Monday, Thursday, Monday, Nidui a second time, and then Cherim of Alas Kirusha also. When it comes to somebody's fucking chutzpah against Talmud Chachim, chutzpah, you put them right away into Nidui.
They're not local
in
Florida, I suppose, right?
So it's like this. A Talmud Chachim, so it depends on the situation. Generally, we say the Rambam has it. If a Talmud Chacham is supposed to have a nidus, he's supposed to be made moichel on his covenant. He's not supposed to stand up or stuff. But we're, it's something that people are going to see that you can step on their nose. Something happens in public. That's really good. So people then are going to lose respect to their own. They're going to lose respect to their own. It's not their own they're losing respect. So then it's losing respect to their parents. And then come to their son, listen to this. The whole society falls down.
Trying to project their thing though.
It is. And so you have to make a decision. Is this something that's really making you feel Hashem, or is it just something that's against me? If it's again, if something that's going to end up being a covet hatayra question, so then he can't forgive. It has to be so the lashon that the Rambam uses borrowed from the Gemara is noikim and noiter kinachash. He has to like a serpent. He has to serpent bite that doesn't get any pleasure out of it. Just bite because so the same thing. So some explain that what the Rambam actually means is that noikim and noiter kinachash means that he has to inflict the punishment, but actually derive no enjoyment from it. It has to be, like, it's just doing on behalf of saying that.
Why can't he be mocha privately? In other words, he doesn't have to cut the feet of the bird.
Whatever happens in the public, the guy in the middle of the show walks over to the rabbi, starts smacking him up and saying, you ruled against it. Now, if he lets that go...
No, I'm not saying let it go. I'm saying, like, he should kind of discover the door, but let's say... Privately, in other words, in his mind, he says, I muscle that.
Yeah, no, he can't be muscle himself. He can't himself. He actually could be muscle. He can't be muscle for the covered up there. Anyway, the bottom line is that he can't eat. Yeah, so, not always does the person have to do it. So now the Gemara that we're going to see now, the rabbi didn't do it. He appointed two to go investigate. Now, who's after this? Talk about Absurdi by Masna. This person was acting for this butcher, but even the Alei Abayim Noga went to investigate what were the circumstances and what they should do. Should they put him in Nidui or not? Which I'm sure ultimately they ruled that in fact he acted in a chutzpah manner in such a degree that he deserved to be put in Nidui. The third, also the Paisel of Andini. So then this butcher went and he was the highest and he asked the Nechila by Rav Dovid Bar Mas. So now the question was, could they release him from the Nidui? So Amar Abaya, said, hey, Rebbe, how should we handle this matter? What should we do? So, literally, should we release him? But Stam Nidui has to be 30 days. I mean, it hasn't been 30 days yet. So even though he was Messiah to him, he appeased him, but it had 30 days hasn't gone by yet. So what do we do? And now, the people who put him into Nidui, so Abaya ruled that they have to go, Abaya and Rabbi ruled that they have to place him into Nidui. They weren't the ones who actually placed him. There were three others who actually proclaimed the Nidui. They were about to disband. So the problem is, we're going to learn later, that if they disband, there may not be an opportunity to release him ever from the Nidui, because the people who place him in Nidui generally are the ones who have to release him from the Nidui. It depends. Sometimes an ordinary person can put in Nidui, but usually it has to be the rabbi. But look, initially, we're not going to get into all the halachas of Nidui now, just as far as the Gemara speaks. If you want to look, you look in the Rambam has it laid out very clearly. Well, right? So should we not release him? No, he may not be released, period. So then the person could... That's the fact, is if they don't release him, so he's not released. There may be a way that others can release him. Let's wait... 2 minutes. So should we not release him from the Nidui? So he's the butcher of the town. If we don't release him from the Nidui, we're gonna have problems. The Chacham are not gonna be able to purchase meat. And so who are you punishing ultimately? You're punishing the Chacham, you're not punishing the butcher, but you're punishing yourself. So they sent to Rav Izi Bar Avin, maybe you have some idea for what we should do in this case. They said, he said to them, send the hint to buy a hachi yomer of Techlim or by Avimi yomer Shmuel. So said Rav Techlim, the son of Avimi, in the name of Shmuel. He says, tut, also the tut sharif. The word tut here is the same word as in English. When you blow the horn, remember we said it was 400 shayfers, so but nidui, you blow the horn. The blowing of the shayfer, that put him into nidui, the blowing of the horn, that takes him out of. You blow the shayfer, it takes him out of me. So in other words, there's no set time, you just blow the horn to play. So when you blow the horn, you take him out of me. So my leg, so Abaya said, no, that's something that you heard, but that doesn't relate to this case. That's only when it comes to a civil dispute. When it comes to chutzpah, somebody who has contempt for Torah, you have to wait 30 days. So that rule doesn't apply here. So is there anything that we can do? Anyway, what happened there, we don't know. But the upshot is that Alma, we see from here that Kasavad Abaya, that Abaya held when he said that you can't release him for 30 days, that we can learn three rules. The Shamiz Olay also.
Six people that were the
Those three that placed them into Chedim, they're the ones that have to release it. While it's not explicit in this, as we already explained, what's going on here is that the reason why they wanted to release him early, why didn't they just say, okay, we'll wait for 30 days? Why didn't they say, oh, we need to buy the meat? Was because they were afraid, not that for that those 30 days, they were afraid that they'll never be able to buy meat from him, because these three who placed him in, who proclaimed the meat, they thought we were about to disband and leave.
Can't they dissolve the meat before they leave and assign it to three others?
Let's see what they can do. The boy is honey bait loss of the Shamisa, now the message was a chin of a shahuder. So we say let's be patient, because we actually had a question earlier. The Gemara wanted to know elsewhere at an earlier point whether or not you can have three other people come and proclaim the hetzer. So we see here that Abaya resolved the question by saying, no, you can't. The three that put him in are the same three that have to take him out.
Right.
So, Toshma, come in here. Minuzul l'Rav, Minuzul l'Talmud. You learned that somebody is, if the Rav puts him into Nidui, so all of his students have to adhere to that excommunication. Minuzul l'Talmud, what happens if the Talmud places the person, so the Talmud says, oh, you act a chutzpah against me, I can't be moichel you, I have to put you into nidui. They put them into nidui. That student's rav doesn't have to heed that nidui. It's free to deal with the person anyway he sees fit. And this is all talking about when we're talking about acting contemptuously against the person, but not when we're talking about when he's put in nidui because of some other aveda. Because if it's directly against Hashem, then everybody's found. Everyone's considered a Talmud Hashem.
We're
talking about the Kavod. So the Kavod, he denigrated the Kavod of the Talmud,
yeah.
So the Rav is not found by that either. So Menudah Lothar, Menudah Lothar. Menudah Lothar, Menudah Lothar. If he's in excommunication for his own town, so then everyone else has to, if they, in his own town, they said, you're so despicable that even in your own town you're in nidui, so then every place else has to adhere to that nidui. But Menudah Lothar, if some other town placed him in nidui, any Menudah Lothar, so his own town doesn't have to concede by that nidui. Menudah Lothar, if the Nasi put someone in Cherem, Menudah Lothar Yisrael, then the entire Jewish Jewry is found by it. Menudah L'chol Yisrael, what happens if they place them in Nidui for all of Chol Yisrael? In Menudah L'Nasi, it doesn't include the Nasi.
He's not considered Chol Yisrael.
He's considered above the ordinary person of Chol Yisrael. But he's not found. He's found higher than it. Shimon ben Gamliel Hamer, Shimon ben Gamliel says, Echad min ha-talmidim she-nido neis, Shimon ben Gamliel says that if this student put somebody in the Idri and then he dies. So, chelkei eni vofer, so his portion is can't be released. So if you have three people, they announce the Idri. And one of them, so we don't necessarily count, one of the three who announced the Idri died, so it can't be vofer. Now the Gemara, don't worry, the Gemara will come to a maskana that, with a different understanding than what was just said. But anyway, so Shmai Minot Lach. So the Gemara says we can draw from this, from these things, as we started to say earlier. Shmai Minot, Talmud and Shemid Lechvedei, that the Talmud who was Minot Lechvedei, that he did it for his own covet, the Nidri of Nidri. His Nidri is a Nidri. A person doesn't have to go to somebody else to proclaim the excommunication, he can proclaim it himself. And we learned that each one can revoke his own portion, because we said that he can't, that they can't be made for his portion, which shows that they can be made for their own portion. And but three other people can come and be made for the portion of the three that proclaimed it. Amar Abaya, Amar Amemer, Amemer said, Hilchis of the Halachi is slightly different. That Tani, Beit Lasa, the Shem Yisru, that if you had three people that proclaimed a excommunication, also Beit Lasa, Achmir of Asharli, that three others could come, so long as they're of equal stature to the original three, they could actually really. Amr Le Ravashi La Amemer, how could you say that Allah is that three others can come and release him when we just said that Rav Shimon Gamliel said he can't do that? Rav Shimon Gamliel, Amemer, Echad min ha-talmidim she-nido meis, that if one of the talmidim who proclaimed a nidui died, the chalkei mufer, his portion, his one-third of the proclamation is not released. So, my last, any mufer called, doesn't suggest that it never could be released. So how can we say that three others can come? If someone dies, so why didn't it just bring three others? And yet he said that it can't be released. This is how you misunderstood the ruling. The ruling is, look, and also because I think of the Shalom, that you, what's coming to exclude when it says that if a person is, if one of the three dies, then it's not mufar, it doesn't mean that it can never be mufar. It could be mufar by calling another person as a replacement. What it means is that I would imagine that if somebody plays an excommunication and then he dies, whatever he said automatically becomes released. And we say, no, it doesn't automatically become released, and it still has effect. If somebody else will come and release it, then it'll be released. But no one was suggesting in that halacha that it can never be released. So if somebody dies, they replace him with somebody else of equal stature, and he acts on that person's behalf and releases. So we're all three disband, and none of them are available, so you bring three others who are of equal stature, and they release.
In other words, his words are standing, but don't misunderstand.
So all we were saying is that when we said that a Talmud that's Menazah and Umeis, and then he dies, Ein Mufar, that his portion is an Chelkei Mufar, that his portion is not released, that it's not released automatically upon death, like marriage. A person is married to a woman, a man's married to a woman, and he doesn't like her anymore, he has to divorce her.
It means it's standing until it's revoked.
Right, so he has to divorce her. What happens if he dies? We don't say that, she remains bound to him. He died. The marriage is annulled. He died. The leader is annulled. He said, no, it doesn't work. They're like a marriage. Hundred of them. Lachamim taught 80 departments from Shleshim Yeh. Nidui, excommunication is not no fewer than 30 days. And the zifa is like a rebuke, an embarrassment that the person suffers, and that's no less than 7 days. And there's no real halacha of what rebuke is. Nazifa is just a person should hide his face in shame, maybe not go in public. There's no real halacha. It's not a real, like, a nidui being queer. People have to stay away from you or anything. It's just hang your head embarrassed. If somebody chacham says that you're a nazifa, then you have to conduct yourself very humbly for the next 7 days. to do the
tshuva. Even though we don't have any strong proof of this, that we have actually a pasuk that hints at it. Shenamar, as it says in the pasuk, by Miriam, when Miriam spoke lashon hara against Moshe Rabbeinu, so she became a tzarua, and she got punished, and Moshe Rabbeinu came and davened to Hashem the shortest tefillah ever. He said, so that no one would ever say that he showed partisanship, that he davened longer for his sister than for anyone else. He said, Kel la rafal na la. Hashem, heal her. So Hashem said, okay, I'm going to heal her. But she's going to have to stay outside the machne for 7 days, because if her father had spit, if her own father had spit in her face, had shown displeasure against her, would she not have hung her head in shame for 7 days? Wouldn't she be humiliated for 7 days? She called him Shiva Siyamah, wouldn't she be humiliated for 7 days? So she should be blacked out of the machne in Sarah, to heal herself from Sarah for the 7 days.
Why don't you say it? Why never Ryan?
Well, people don't say in the Zifa and talking about a father. We don't even know exactly what that situation was. In fact, I saw somewhere that suggests that what happened here was that when Miriam was a child, so her parents divorced, when Pari said that all the Talal Yolid, So any male that forms come into the Nile River and drown him. So Amram said, "I'm going to have children." And then so came Miriam.
What? Huh? Then what?
So what's the point of having children? So he divorced his wife. What is the marriage is to have children? So I'm going to get divorced. So Miriam came. He was actually the leader. Maybe he wanted to make a point to the Abish. So Miriam came and said, his daughter, a little girl, not even 5 years old, came and said to Amram, "You're worse than Pharaoh. Pharaoh was only scared there on the male. If you're the leader, if everyone follows your lead, so they're all going to divorce, so there's not going to be any girls born either." And Pharaoh said, "Kalabas b'chayim," that any female should be allowed to live. See, you're so tired. So she then said, and you should know that I'm saying the Mevua, she had the Mevua, it's fine to say that Vatikach Miriam Achis Arim, and Miriam, the sister of Arim, took things after Yitzhak Mitzrayim, after they went out and they had Kriyas Yamsov, so Moshe Rabbeinu saying that the usher, and then Miriam saying with a little bit of a tambourine and the dance and the thing, and she also said the Mevua. So it's Miriam, the sister of Arim. Murat, when he's the sister of Arim, she's also the sister of Moshe. Why did he say the sister of Arim? It says that she was the Nevi'ah only when she was the Achayt Arim, when she was the sister of Arim, because Moshe hadn't yet been born. During this discussion, she tells her father, the Nevi'ah, that he should rescind this whole thing, the whole decree of everyone divorcing wives and should be married, because from him there's going to be duly born the Mashiach and Shal Yisrael, that Mashiach Rabbeinu is going to be born to him. So he went and he got between them, he kissed her on the head, and he hugged her for her nebuah, for her Shirat Tayba, and for the admonishment. So he kissed her. But then, when they had to take her, and then they hid, after Mashiach was born, they hid him for 3 months, and then they had to put him in the Nile. They put him in the Nile, so Aaron came and he smacked her in the face and said, "Where's the Nebuah now?" So, she had Yarek to find out, so unless you call him Shemesh Yemen, at that point she was embarrassed on that day. So, Shem said, "Remember when you were embarrassed when you're home because your father was upset with you, so you hung your head in shame for 7 days?" So, Allah has come to the when if Hashem was angry with you, that you should go out with him. Anyway, Omar of Chitta says, Nidri Sholamik in the Zipa Sholahen. Their Nidri of theirs, in Haitzit Sol, is in the Zipa, the Nidri Sholamik. Our Nidri is in the Zipa Sholahen. It's like there in the Zipa. In Haitzit Sol, what we say that the Zipa is 7 days, our Nidri is only 7 days. Even though we said that Nidri is 30 days in Bavel, we don't have the strength of Haitzit Sol, so we put somebody in Nidri, it's only 7 days.
Nazifa did who? Shiva, and there's Nazifa 7 days. Two lois, and we're asked, it's really Nazifa only 7 days in there? So we're going to find two stories where Nazifa was actually 30 days. But Rav Shimon by Rabbi Rav Shimon, who was the son of the Yehuda Nasi, Bar Kappala, Rabbi Yasser, and Kadar, they were sitting in studying. Now, Bar Kappala had a lot of disagreements with Rabbi, he had some varices. Anyways, the Kashalu Shemaita, so they came to a part of their learning that they had difficulty understanding. So I'm going to Rav Shimon and Bar Kappala, Rav Shimon said to Bar Kappala, so that's our Rabbi, this we have to go ask by my father, Yehuda Nasi, to explain it to us. I'm going to Bar Kappala, Rabbi, so Bar Kappala said to Rav Shimon, you're going to go and ask your father, what can he add to this conversation? To Ikfit, when he went, when he went back, he said it to, related the story to his father. Ikfit, so he was Makkah Grevi, had a faith on it. Also, a Makkah Parle,
it was in Lake. He said a lot of that lesson that he said,
What could he say about it? He repeated his father. He said, it's what he told me, you know. So when the next time Bar Kappala came to Rebbe, so Amar Lei, Bar Kappala came to Kirchem Elam. He says, I don't know who you are. You seem like a stranger to me that you say such things about me. I thought I knew you. Yadav Menachem Milta B'Naitin. So Bar Kappala understood that he had a faith against it. But no, he took upon himself in the deep of 30 days. Then we see 30 days, not 7 days.
This is part. This is Amalei Bar Kappala. Any Makir Hanova, I don't recognize you from.
I thought I knew you. It's essentially what he's saying is, I thought I knew who you were, but I don't really know who you are. I thought we had a good relationship.
It was your Makir, right?
Yeah. So he said, so you have to do that because he also understood that he was upset about it. And no, I can see what the national culture is. Mark Kappala says about himself, 30 days of his difference. Okay. Anyway, but we just said that in Eretz Yisrael was 7 days, not 30 days. Shuk, Pam, Echaz, those are actually, Yishnu was only the Mishuk, that Rebbe said that they shouldn't study out in the marketplace. Study Torah has to be inside, you don't study outside. And my darush, from what pasuk did he expect? What darush did he say that to show that you shouldn't study outside? So it's completely the chayes k'mechaloi that your hidden thighs are like gems. These pasukim are referring to the Torah. So in Shir Hashirim, the whole Shir Hashirim is talking about Avos Hashem, Avos HaMitzvos, Avos HaTorah. He's just talking about Avos HaTorah. At least that's how Rebbe is fashioning it. That this is Avos HaTorah, and says hidden. It should be hidden like the thighs are hidden. So don't go out and study my yarfah. Just like thighs are hidden. You don't go with standard in public.
What's the comparison to thighs and Torah?
The comparison, the whole Shir Hashirim is comparing Avos Hashem, Avos HaTorah, Avos HaMitzvos, to the love of a husband to his wife. Say, if Shlomo Melech would have been a chassid, he would have said the Rebbe chassid relationship. He took the husband wife relationship. Yotzer Rebbe Chiya, Rishon Lishnei Bnei Echad Bishon. Rebbe Chiya went and Rebbe Chiya was very close actually with Rebbe. Rav Chiya, as I told you, Rebbe sat inside and accepted the Mishnayos. Rav Chiya sat outside, and he, the Beis Medrash, he accepted the Braisa. The Yatzer Rav Chiya v'shanu l'shnei b'nei achal v'shav. So Rav Chiya sat, and he was really teaching to his two nephews in the marketplace. Marav, Pulav, Barbachana, Tarav, and Tarav, Barbachana. Shama Rebbe, and the Rebbe heard about this, and Ikhriti, and he was upset that he just disregarded his decree of not studying Torah in the marketplace. That's where Pia left. Later on, Pia came and appeared in front of Rebbe. Amar Lei, so he said, I think somebody's calling you outside in lunch with us. And I knew calling you Mechi, called him Aya. As we learned in the last Masechta and Megillah, that Chia couldn't say even his own name. He used to call himself Chia. He says, You want to disregard me? I'll call you like how you call yourself. Yeah, I think someone's calling the outside. He knew, understood that he was suspected. And so now he was a divorce, lost the name. He kept it upon himself and did it for 30 days. Now, the 30th day, the image lost in Sholachlis. On the 30th day, Rebbe sent to call for a Chia. He couldn't even wait. He lost Chia. So he couldn't even wait for the end of the day. So he sent a message to go call him. So, he said, come visit me. Then afterwards, he sent another Shlich to come, don't come. So the Gemara asks, why did he send him? And then send the Shlich to say, come, and then send another Shlich to not come. So he says, wasn't that he didn't decide he didn't like him? It was me part of my father. At the beginning, what do you think? So let's say to myself, at the end, what do you think? So he cursed over and explained to Kikula that he thought that when it comes to the difference for certain dinim, we say that part of the day is considered the entire day. And in fact, it did, in this case, it's not so. You have to have 30 complete days. And the Kikula says, saying Kikula, say, sorry, I must make the same Kikula. In this regard, we don't say part of the day. It's like the full day, so you needed 30 full days. So at first you called in on the 30th day, and then he decided, no, I'll wait till tomorrow. Safe also, but as things turned out, he came on the 30th day. Amalei, my office already asked him why he come. Amalei, the shalich be my blessing, because he sent the shlich to come and call me. He says, well, shalich ilach the loyal shlich, but I sent the same shlich to say he's not to come. Amalei, there are easy with the lawyer. He said, I know what you're talking about. I only saw one shlich came. You say he sent the second one, he never delivered the message to me. I guess we crossed the test. So Rebbe said about Shachia, that if it's faith Hashem, when it's Hashem's will, darkei ish, so the path of a person comes oyvav yishalim ite. When Hashem wants that the path of a person should be in a certain direction, so then even his enemy will make peace with him. Hashem could change everything around. So apparently, this was Hashem's process. Hashem wanted you to hear the first shliach and not hear the message of the second shliach, and wanted you to come. So even though I think that it's a mix of hayim is not kikulay, apparently in this case Hashem thought that it was sufficient.
I mean, when people explain this part, like you're saying, it tells Hashem when one person does Hashem's will, even his enemies, is that a drush? That when a person does Hashem's will, then even his enemies take peace with him? It's not like what you said.
Yeah, no. So this part of it is that. So Hashem wanted that Rebbe should make peace with Chi on that day. So Hashem caused that the message shouldn't be delivered, so that Oivo Rebbe, who was an enemy of Reb Chia at that point, Yashlim should make peace with him. So Hashem wanted that there should be peace. So the fact that he didn't want to make peace on that day was of no importance at that moment.
Hashem prevailed. In other words,
yeah, that's what Hashem wanted. So now Rabbi says, okay, let's bygones be bygones. So tell me, now that we're friends again, so why did you study Torah out in public? You probably had a good reason for it. So what was the reason? So my father was
were friends, but you still didn't say it.
No, he was asking, maybe I'm wrong, maybe right. You have a Jewish, right. And maybe I was wrong. So what was it? My time was my father. Why did you disregard? I'm related. He says, because we have a test, Chachma will sing, will give forth its voice out in the outside.
Oh, who says that?
So this is a pasuk.
Yeah, but I mean, from where?
So this is a part in Mishnah. The Amar Lei, so he said to him, if in Karisa Lashem Yisrael.
Rebbe said that back to him?
Yes, and now Rebbe is saying, your drasha is wrong. You're dashing a pasuk. But the pasuk that you're dashing doesn't mean that. Amar Lei, in Karisa, if you learned this pasuk Lashem Yisrael, then you didn't counter it over with the pshat. You didn't learn the Rashi. I mean, you didn't learn the version on it. If you listen to the second Lashi Lashta, you then chatter the third time to get to the depths of this thing. You know, the first time you learn just to get the basic understanding. The second time you understand a little bit better. Third time even better. So you didn't get to the depths of this topic. Kidderov, as later on, many generations later, obviously Rebbe didn't say to him Kidderov, it's Rebbe generations later, but Kidderov, as Rebbe later, Darshan, Chachmas, Bechus, Arena, the Amar Rebbe, Chalais, Peter, Mephnin, Teres, Vechaz, Lama, that somebody studies Torah humbly by engaging there from within, in the base medrash by itself, so, and he studies and studies and studies, so the end is going to be that when he says the halacha, Allah is going to follow him, and everybody's going to say, like so-and-so said, and there's always going to be the announcement or the proclamation that he started there, because everyone's going to say the halacha, like so-and-so said, that's the halacha. So the Gemara, so...
What does it mean, I say, what does it mean?
Somebody's by himself in seclusion. So don't think that it's always going to remain secluded and no one's ever going to find out about the study of the theory that person did. Because later on, there's going to come a situation where there's going to be something, there's going to be a pull in the paper page, and no one's going to know the answer. He's going to walk up and lose the page. It's all lucky. And then everybody's going to say, oh, it's like he said, now lucky. That's it. Loi meidosh. That's it, Sidney Marcus. And we're asked, how could the Rebbe say that you shouldn't teach Torah in the public? It says that when Hashem gave the Torah, Loi meidosh, at the beginning, when I gave the Torah, Loi meidosh, that's it, Sidney Marcus. Not at first did I speak in secret. When I gave the Torah, I proclaimed it loud. So we see from here that there is that Hashem is saying that there's a certain point where Torah should be proclaimed in the market. So it says, Ha'udiyim and the Chalav, that pasuk has application during the Kala. They would have, Kala means just like a Kala, at Chasana, everybody comes. So the same thing, there are periods when everybody would gather together and they would have what now they call Yarshi Kala. They would have a time before Tishrei, before Pesach, that everybody would gather in the marketplace and they're up with Darshan. Now the Gemara asks, now Rukhiya, okay, so Rebbe says to Rukhiya that he didn't understand the pasuk that you want to learn from, that you should learn, teach Torah publicly. But what did Rukhiya? Rukhiya must have seen the pasuk. So Rebbe made a proclamation, that don't teach Torah in public, and he says this pasuk in Shir Shir about size, hidden size being compared to the Torah. That Torah should be hidden like Sajjah. So what did Rav Chiya do with that pasuk? He disregarded it. So he must have had some other way that he understood that pasuk. He says, no, that pasuk is not talking about Torah. As I said, Shir Shir talks about the Abba Hashem, Abba Tera, Abba Mitzvah. He says, this pasuk is not talking about Torah. This Torah is pasuk is talking about Tzedakah and Chesed. Then when he goes to give Tzedakah and give the Gemara Chesed, so try to do it as unobtrusively as possible. Don't make a kiddush out of your Tzedakah. Anyway, bottom line is that we said these two stories to illustrate that in Eretz Yisrael, the Zifra was sometimes 30 days. So why did we say that our Yidui is like there in the Zifra? There in the Zifra 7 days, our Yidui bubble is only 7 days. We see it's 30 days in the Zifra. Zifra did not dwell at Yomim. So the Gemara answers, no, those two stories were different because that was the Zifra of Rabbi Yehuda Nasi. Rabbi Yehuda was the Nasi, so Nezifa Nasi Shani, that when it comes to the Nasi, if the Nasi says Nezifa, then it's 30 days. But in the ordinary, Talmud Chachem, his Nezifa is 7 days. So now the Gemara asks, okay, so you just said that our Nezifa is like their Nezifa. So what's our Nezifa like? The Gemara answers, Nezifa is gone. Kama Hava? The Gemara answers, Chavyeim, or one day. Yad Shmuel and Marukva, as we find the story of Shmuel and Marukva. Yad Yad and Gazda Shmaitza, they're sitting and they were studying the Torah. Yad Yad and Marukva, Kamei Shmuel, Berichah Karba Amas. So Marukva was sitting 4 amas away from Shmuel, because he kept a respectful distance from Shmuel. Because Shmuel was a tremendous Talmud Chacham, and Marukva considered himself to be a Talmud of Marukva, even though they were studying together. But as it turned out, Shmuel was the Rav, but Mar Ukva was the head of the basket. Chiyav Yosef in the Dina, when they were sitting in the interior, Chiyav Yosef Shmuel came in the Marukla, beneath the Chiyav Yosef. Marukla was the head of the Beit Hamikdash, so when they would sit at the interior, Shmuel would sit at a respectful distance from Marukla for him. But because Shmuel was such a great Talmud Chacham, Marukla, even though he was the head of the Beit Hamikdash, wanted to always know what Shmuel thought. Because he felt himself subservient to Shmuel. So what he did was, he wanted to have his ear at the height of Shmuel's mouth. So they couldn't make it obvious that he was sitting lower, but they dug under the ground and put a mat so that when he would sit down, he would sink lower so that his ear would be at mouth level of Marukva so that he could whisper without of Shmuel so that Shmuel wouldn't have to, you know, bend down or reach up or something. The other so that he could hear his whispers to him. So every day, Marukva, after they would sit and learn, and after they finished their interda, they would interrupt, you know, take a break for lunch or whatever. So Marukva would accompany Shmuel to the place where Shmuel lived. One time, it happened one day that Marukva was thinking about the Dinteira, and he was thinking about all the kindness, and so he got lost in thought on the other Shmuel bus today, and he forgot to walk with Shmuel, and Shmuel was walking behind him. He was for the Matula day, when he arrived home, Amalei, so he said to him, why the Galach is Your thoughts not clear to you, you know, you're so lost in thought. Usually remark the Sigday. So it says, let me out from this container. If you can't figure out how you want to rule on this container, I don't want to sit with you on this container. The others are not going to be able to. So now Shmuel is saying, if you're so lost in thought, if you can't figure out on this container what you want to do, I don't want to sit on this container. So Yosef did not get to know for the day. So Marukva understood that Shmuel was upset, that what happened was Shmuel and Marukva had a kiddush, they would always walk home together. And there's a rule that when people are walking home together, they have to say goodbye, you know, just walk off. So now Marukva is standing lost in thought. Shmuel wanted to go home to eat, you know, rest, and he couldn't take leave of Marukva because Marukva was not paying any attention to him. And he's his rabbi. So not because of Menashe Chavi anymore. So he understood that Rebbe was somewhat upset, that his Rebbe Shmuel was upset with him. So not because of Menashe Chavi, and he kept the Zippus one day. Anyway, we see that the Zippus in Babel is one day.
Shmuel was walking it back from Marukva, right?
They were supposed to be walking together. Marukva just walked off without even thinking, but since they always walked together, so Shmuel followed along.
He couldn't take leave of it.
And he couldn't make leave because he always, because there's a rule that says, he has to take goodbye. He couldn't take goodbye because he was lost in thought. And he wasn't only was lost in thought, and so he didn't realize that Shmuel wants to leave. Yeah. He also was so lost in thought that he was walking in front of the train.
Right.
He shouldn't have been walking in front. He should have been walking on the side or behind him.
Marukva
was the Rebbe,
right?
No. Shmuel was Marukva's Rebbe. But as it turned out, Marukva was the head of the Beit. So when they would study, so we said it at the office, when they would study Torah together privately, so Marukva would sit a distance of 4 hours away out of respect to Shmuel. When they would sit at the Din Torah, Shmuel was subservient to Marukva. So Marukva was, so Shmuel would sit at a distance or 4 hours from Marukva. But Marukva knew that Shmuel knows a lot more than him. So Shmuel, so Marukva set the position so that he could hear what Shmuel would be whispering to him. So Marukva was in a sense a Talmud of Shmuel. So by all respect, he shouldn't have been walking in front of the tree. Yeah. And also, he shouldn't have been letting himself to get all lost in thought. So when everyone to leave and say goodbye, he should not be paying attention to him.
Yeah,
anyway, he entered the house of the Bishvila. There was a woman, she was sitting.
But he was not even deep for myself.
For one day.
Morocco.
Except by himself.
When you tell him he's a zebra, did you tell the other person? I'm not a zebra because what I see him? Or is it obvious?
The point of the zebra is not really, there's no halacha on the zebra. The zebra is just, you conduct yourself in shame, but it's a shuva type of thing. There's no, it's not like the difference today, like we do when they make proclamations and they put the handcuff on the boat. It's the own thing.
No, the master can't forget the field.
So you have to be the finest of person. Yeah. But that's in the shiva. But in the zephyrus is your own thing.
Okay, fine.
Now you could be like, you could tell the person, listen, I'm asking you advice. And in fact,
I'm thinking about that.
I hear you to the other shiva. There was a woman, she was sitting in the path, she was sitting along the sidewalk, had the plastic cart, and she stretched out her leg. And she was separating barley seeds from the spot. And a young rabbi was trying to get fast, and she didn't move her leg out of the way. So Amar Kama Khatifa, it's a chutzpahdik is this woman. So she didn't know, she wasn't such a terrible person, so she realized that this person's upset at me, this rabbi. So I said, Kami de Rav Nachman. So she came in front of Rav Nachman, and she wanted to know if she was in Israel. So he said to her, Amalei Misham Shaitan, and for me, did you hear him and proclaim an Israel against you? Amalei Lights. So she said, no. He said, Amalei. So Amar Vasi said to her, "Zilin Ha'egin is Zifachad Yemen Menashir." So conduct to yourself a one limb is if it's a battle for fight.
And I'll prove.
Zutra about the Ria of the Kapatik Seder Kamed Rami Yodil. Zutra, now the third case of Zutra by Zaviyah was sitting in and saying his psukim in front of Rami Yodil. He mutter the high psukim when he came to this pasuk. He said, "Ve'ela divrei David Achrenim." These are the words of its last words. And this is in Shmuel. So, Amalei, she said to him, Achreinim, he called the Kineshainim, that they were words that preceded these words. What were the words that preceded this? So, David says, but what were the words that preceded them? Sheshainim, my name, Shaltik, Kalei Amalei, he was quiet and he revealed it in saying, Father Amalei, again, Dutra Bhaktaviya said to Yehuda Achreinim, when it says that he was last one to me called the Kiddushainim, he repeated the question. Rishainim Ayi, he thought maybe he didn't hear him, but he had heard him. Amar Lei, my Daisach, what do you think? That the Lo Yoda Pedusha, the Haik. So now, there was a miscommunication. When he was asking twice, he actually only thought that he hadn't heard it. But in fact, he did hear it. So now, when he heard, he thought that he was asking him two times to say, like, you don't know the answer to this? Come on, you really don't know the answer to this? So, my advice, what do you think? That a person who doesn't know the explanation of every single pasuk, doesn't know how to explain, expound every single pasuk, that person's not a great person? So, Yod doesn't make the most of the dice. They understood, so Sutra Bhattari understood that Rabbi Yehuda was upset with them. So, not going to be both of an Ashi Chabiyam. They conducted the difference by yourself for one day. So, anyway, we see again three, so we have now a third, right, that involved on the difference is one day.
We don't know how to behave in the Zifus. You don't say that.
Just conduct your, there's no halakha, it's just anything you have.
What does it mean? You stay home,
you stay at home. You find out the fact you don't socialize with people, you're ashamed, embarrassed. But the awesome Allah, and now the Lord says, now that we came to this pasuk, so
Haka, what's chat?
How can you send the story? What's like a chat in the mind? That's a lot of Mia. So now that we came, it's Achrein, we found the Kiddushainim. Kiddushainim, I used to always be ashamed. This is what happened. But David sang a Shira for, David was always pursued by Shaul. And then finally, he escapes from Shaul and sings the Shir. He sings the song to Hashem, and that Hashem saved him from all of his enemies. So he not David, La Hashem is Divrei Hashira. David said this Shira, "V'yehi to Hashem oisim mikat chol oyevo." The day that Hashem saved him from all of his enemies, umikat Shaul, from the hands of Shaul. sing the Yashira, that is that Shaul had a downfall. Amalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'David, Hashem said to David, David, Shirat HaEmen HaMapaltei Shaul Shaul, you're singing Yashira about the downfall of Shaul, Ilmoli Ata Shaul. It's not say the fact that you were from Beis David, and so you, I promised that Le'yotzer Shevet in the Yehuda, that this is the divine plan, is that Malchus comes from David. And so the situation was reversed, that you weren't from Malchus Beis David, he was from Malchus Beis David. Let me tell you, if Shaul, who was not from Malchus Beis David, he wasn't from Shevet Yehuda, he was from Binyamin. He says, if you would have been from Binyamin and he from Yehuda, so let me tell you what would have happened. Il Mole after Shogo, who is David? He's about to come and David in front of him. I would have destroyed many David in front of him. In other words, it's only by divine plan that you are the king from whom monarchy will continue. But if the situation was reversed, I hold him in greater esteem than I hold. So don't start thinking about Shireis that I about the Mapala. You should be sad for his fate because he's a much greater person than you.
Meaning Shaul is greater.
Shaul is greater. Hashem says to David, don't enjoy him so much. Shaul is a greater person than you.
Why?
Because that's what it was. That's what Hashem said. God knows the inside of people, and that Shaul is greater. This is the way this Gemara says this Jewish. In other places, it says David was greater than Shaul. This is the way the Gemara says. I would have destroyed many of David in front of that Shaul if he was from So this is what later on, that it says Dibrei Achrinim, that these are the latter words of David. So David then accepted the rebuke of Hashem, and he said, Shigoyim with David, Asher Shar, La Hashem, Shigoyim is a type of the song, but also the word Shigoyim is a mistake. So Shigoyim with David, the mistake of David, Asher Shar, La Hashem, that he's saying to Hashem, Amdibrei Chush Beninini, that he's saying about Chush Beninini. Chush is a reference to Shaul. So they were asked, the Chush, Shmei, what's his name, really, Chush, that we call him Chush Benyamini, Shabbat from Shevet Binyamin, Valei Shol Shmei, his name was Shol. What does it mean? Now, my question is, just like a dark-skinned person from Chush is distinguished by his skin color, in a place of where everyone's white and you have a black person, you don't have to look too far to distinguish that person. So Shaul was also distinguishable by his deed. He was unique. He was a unique person.
What specific?
So David now is conceding that Shaul was unique. After Shaul was anointed, he was Meshichmei Alamayla Gavayimei Kalam. The head and shoulders above everyone else.
Even with Amalek? That's
what the Navi says. The Navi Shmuel says about Shaul, that Shaul was in stature, Meshichmei Amalek. He was from his Midas, not only his Moichim, but Meshichmei, which represents Midas, the heart, and his head was higher. His heart was higher than everyone else's head. His Midas were higher than other people's Seichel. So about this word Kush, so we find another example of this. He ate with the Amen, I'll leave this to Yishai about the woman that the Cushish woman that he took. So Miriam, again, we talk about that she would have Taras. What was the story that she said, Lashon Hara? She said, the Aaron that Moshe Rabbeinu separated from his wife, from Tzipor. About the Pasuk says, Ha'isha HaKushis HaShalach, the Cushish woman that he took. So he Kushish Shema, what's her name? Kushish. Now, obviously, we know that she wasn't from Kush. Usually, Kush means the place Kush, but she wasn't from Kush. She was from Midian. The prophet tells us she was from Midian. So why does Miriam describe her as a Kushish woman? We know she wasn't. The prophet tells us she wasn't from Kushish, and we know her name wasn't Kushish. We know her name was Tepeda. Kushish Shema, Ali Tepeda Shema. Her name was Shema. Alamak Kushish. Shouldn't have known, you know. Just like Kushis is distinguished by her skin color, so she was distinguishable by her deeds, her good deeds. The prayer was a
This is unique for a religious taste.
What's the relationship between the skin and the good deeds?
There's no relationship. The point is that anyone who's looking in a spattered room, and if one, if you have a room of white people and one black person, how difficult is it going to be to find that black person? You just take a glance and see, oh, there she is. And glance around the room, and standing right out there is going to be this person. She's just so distinguishable from the rest. She's just so refined, you can immediately point her out in a room. The same thing we say, the servant of the king, the Cushi. The king, the Cushi king heard. Now, there the Cushi king was a reference to Zidkiah. Cushi, Shemayim, Ali, Zidkiah. Shemayim, we're talking about the king Zidkiah. The Elama, Cushi, Mishunabah. Just like the Cushi, Mishunabah. They asked the king, Mishunabah, that Zidkiah was distinguished by his good deeds. He was a ecstatic in comparison to all the latter kings of Yehuda. Similar we find by it says Haloichim Bnei Kushim at Li Bnei Yisrael, that you're like the children of Kushim, the children of Yisrael. Now in this case we're actually going to talk about distinguished in a derogatory manner. Kushim Shmai are the Yidden Kushim? They're not Kushim, they're not from Kush. Ali Yisrael Shmai, their name is Yisrael and they're not from Kush. And my name is not Shelah, Ma, Cushy, and Shunzah. It is just like a Cushy is distinguished one. He, by his skin color, as a function of my name, the color of the soul, the Yidden are distinguished by their mercy. Because we find by Avi Deserter, they keep their Avi Deserter. They never have great belief in it to begin with, so when things go bad, they don't really throw out the Avi Deserter, because they don't really believe in it much anyway. They always keep their Avi Deserter, but Yidden, they're worse than the Goyim. The Goyim keep their own Avodah Zarah. The Yidden go and make another God. You distinguished in that you're unique in that you're actually even different from the Goyim. The Amar Shmuel bar in a derogatory. Amar Shmuel bar Nachmeni Amar Bienesan. The Shmuel bar Nachmeni is the name of Bienesan. I have what is the meaning of the pasuk? Yom David ben Yishayim u'ma gever hukam ol. These are the words of David ben Yishayim, the words of the person who was hukam ol. It's again a reference to David, who wasn't in hukam ol. Hukam ol means that he placed a yoke. So we say Yom David ben Yishayim shehekim oil shol tshuva, that he was the one who created the oil of tshuva. That David, when David sinned with Bathsheba, said, he then, the rest of his life, he was doing tshuven to show that tshuven could be accepted. So he was the father of Bali tshuven. David was considered the father of Bali tshuven. That's what it means. He replaced the yoke of heaven on himself. But he let it as we see him until, and he said, leave behold the kiri, my heart is empty, it's vacant. He says, Amy is the heart of the more certain one meant if he doesn't even have a heart, he can actually defy it. Because he destroyed it with so many fats of children. So I'm going to tell you, so now we have a pasuk that continues from this pasuk that we just said. I'm going to tell you, so lead deeper to you, so Mishal, all the pasuk Mishal. Yiras Elikim, that Hashem, the God of Yisrael, said, the rock of Yisrael has spoken to me, the ruler of men, the righteous man holds through the fear of God.
When we talk about this,
so now we said,
the true evidence about the Hashem.
So now, David is saying that at the beginning, so he says that Hashem is the ruler, and then at the end of the prophet, it says that the Tzaddik is the ruler. So my karma, what do you think? Amar Abavo Hach karma. This is what it says. Amar the Yisrael, these are to Yisrael. The Rock of Israel has spoken to me, says Hashem. I mean, Mishal Ba'adam, he says, I rule over person. Me, Mishal, who rules over me? Who rules over Hashem? Tzaddik rules over Hashem, so to speak. Shani Goyzer Bezeda, decree, it comes to the Tzaddik and Mevatla and the Tzaddik and Mevatla. In fact, we find an Orachayim. Orachayim says
we find a strange pasuk at the end of the period says, that Dino says, go up on the mountain, and die on that mountain. Shem says to Moshe, go die on that mountain. Go die on that mountain. Al-Kachat, suicide there. So he's telling him, go die. What kind of command is that? Because they go to the top of the mountain, and there you will die. Say, so go die on the mountain. Mus is the Lashon Tzivui. It's the commandment, the character. The Archaim says that Hashem listens to what a tzaddik wants, and a tzaddik doesn't want to die, so Hashem needs to be mevatel the gezeira. So Mus, Hashem is commanding him in this instance to want. They say, Mus, he's mevatel one. You should desire that. I'm commanding you to allow me to do it. Eilish Moisak Bhagavar Hashem, the dog of Yeshua Hashem. But then it says, these are the names of the Gevoidim, the mighty men, Hashem the dog that were to dog of Yeshua Hashem, that sat in the assembly. The Gemara asks, what does it mean, the assembly? My Kabmar, what does that mean? That they sat in the assembly, these wise men are a revolt, some of Elish makes the race of Shalfat. These are the names of the mighty deeds of the Yeshiva, Shvashavit, that he sat in a low position. Not that it's not referring to the people who sat with him, it's talking about the mighty people, is in reference to his deeds. As we say that a Tzaddik, his children are his deeds, so we're referring to his, to the people, we're not talking to real people, we're talking about. Is the, what were the great deeds of David? Is that he was very humble, that he sat on the floor. As we find that what happened, the Shoshana Yeshiva Yeshiva, that when David would sit and study Torah in front of the church, he was already king, but he would sit and study Torah. Later, Yeshiva would have a kind of thought. He didn't sit on his throne, he didn't sit on pillows, he didn't sit on mattresses, he sat on the ground. When his Rebbe, who was named Ira Hayiri, he was alive. So his Rebbe sat on mattresses and pillows. When his Rebbe passed away, so he took over as Rosh Hashiva, but he didn't do that. He instead continued to sit on the ground. So they said, the Mei Yeshiva said to him, listen, Mark, you... King, why don't you say it? On mattresses and on pillows. He didn't accept to do it. So that's the mighty deeds of David, that he was always humble. As David is finding another Gemara that David said, all the other kings, they sit and they sit at a table by a feast, and I have women who come to me with their nida shmatas, and my hands are full of nida. That's the type of king that I am. The Chachmeni. So it says in that pasuk, the Chachmeni, that the name is
good morning.
Huh?
The Chachmeni. The Chachmeni, yeah.
The Chachmeni, what did I say?
Chachmeni.
The Chachmeni. The Rav said, I'm going to come to Baruch Hu. Since Hashem said to him, Hayot Yishvata Atzvaka, since you lowered yourself keeping yourself so humble, sitting on the floor, you will be tichak meini, is a lashon of tehek kemoini. You'll be like me. Gezek seida v'atam levatla. You'll be gezek seida, and I'll be gezek seida v'atam levatla, and you can learn all that. And then the pasuk continues, Reisha shalishim, the head of the shalish. So what does it mean, Reisha Shalishim? You'll be the head of the Shalishim. You'll be the head of the three forefathers of Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. You'll sit in front of them. Who
is this? Is it such Eidol and Bosh?
Yes. So who Adina is? He is Dina Adina the Yaksen. When he was in the study of Torah, Hayom Adin Asmei. If they last.
Who was that person?
David. But it was continuing all about David.
Okay.
With Darshan, he took him about David. But what did he do? He would bend himself like a worm. He would be completely bent over in ritual.
But when he would go out to war, he would make himself strong like wood. It wasn't a weak personality. When it came to studying prayer, he didn't battle himself. You have certain people that the teva that way. They're powerful, they're good people. So it's not a big deal that they sat there with people. They're not people of stature. David was a strong guy who knew his own spirit, knew, you know, he could command an army. But when it came to fighting terror, he was kind of over. So that's what they are. He was soft and bent over. Had Sonny, he was like a piece of wood. But sometimes he was like bent over like a demon, and sometimes he was like an ace. Al Shmeina Mei is called the Tamach. It says that, and he stood over 800, that David, when he went to war, he could stand over 800 corpses fall from him. You know, it says earlier, so when he was a young person, so Shaul, what caused Shaul to become jealous of David? So it's, he said, I don't remember exactly the Russian of the prophet, but it's something like the people were singing, the women were singing that Shaul with his thousands and David with his tens of thousands or some such Russian, that David was a much, much greater warrior than Shaul was. He understood that the populace was with David and not with Shaul, and that part that he got jealous. But anyway, we see that it was a tremendous warrior. Shmuel may have followed the Tamachas. He took over 800 persons at one time. So he would take a chase, he would throw one arrow, and Shmuel may have followed the Tamachas, and he would kill 800 at one time. It may be a good one, but that's the Tamachas. And he would fly over 200. So what does it mean he fly over 200? He killed 800, but he was sighing that he didn't kill 1,000. Why? Because we find the pasuk before the hakdamas and the pesachah. So it says all the brachas that's going to occur. So it says if you follow the Torah, so you'll pursue 1,000. Not that one will, you know, why they'll pursue you? Why for that? So the kiv if you get the method that will the way one will pursue 1,000 when he keeps the Torah. So the only cap. So he was, as he said, we're not zeicha. How come I'm not zeicha to kill 1,000? Means that I'm not where I should be. Because if I was where I should be, I would have killed 1,000. So yasa baskel v'omra, so baskel evidence and said, "Rak the Dvar Uriachit." That if not for the story of Uriachit with Bathsheba, so then Yitzhakim would have killed 1,000.
What was
the next?
The chet of Bathsheba, did he send Uri to die?
Yeah.
That was the chet?
Well, you know, if you want, you can look in the Gemara, as speaks about what exactly the father of David.
What answer is that?
Huh?
What kind of answer is that?
The answer is, I'm tired.
Tell me, you're tired.
Have you seen that? I'm telling you,